You're listening to the WrestleHolics Podcast. Here are your hosts, Drew, DC Hendricks, and Manny T.
What's up, everybody? This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendricks.
We're coming to you live from 1380 The Fan, bringing you all the latest of world professional wrestling. Before we dive in, make sure to follow us on all social media platforms. Stay locked into exclusive content, updates, and behind-the-scenes takes. Now let's get to the show.
Hey! Hey, real quick, 100.9 FM.
Boom, go. I like how he just, right when we pressed record, threw that hat on.
Like, yeah, he really did. I just started reading the promo stuff.
I did that with a quickness, huh?
He did, yeah, real quick. Man, I thought it was AI at first.
Yeah, facts. Yo, AI been tripping me out lately, man. I be seeing people like dating people right now. AI got them kissing in there. Oh, bro, it's wild. I was like, yo, this AI stuff got to stop. We can't be just like keep on going along with this.
Hey, I don't know. The AI TikTok videos got me rolling, though. You guys have you guys seen the Cartel Yeti?
Yes.
No, I ain't seen that one.
Oh man. He's gold chain, vest, cowboy boots. Hey, the Yeti dripped out.
Yeah.
Dripped
out. I got one better, man. They got Power Rangers.
I seen that one today.
It is, oh my God, it is horrible. But it's like, it's entertaining. I'm like, no, don't do my Power Rangers like this.
Man. Yeah.
I can't help but laugh.
You go down the proverbial rabbit hole when you see these AI TikTok videos and yep. Bro, have you seen the grandma one? The Mexican grandma snapping? Oh yep. Bro, that one was wild.
Now it's like you gotta really watch these videos, like, okay, is this really AI? Okay. I'm catching it pretty good, but like dang.
Yeah.
It's
dangerous.
As long as we ain't getting replaced, we good.
Right. No, facts.
Hey, they tried to do this whole AI programming thing where if humans gave AI the command, it would have to shut itself down. Mm. And they ran a test. And out of all of the tests, 7% of the time, the AI wrote its own code to override that shutdown simulation. I was like, nope, hard pass. Yep. Shut that down right now.
Yep. We're about to be in a war with AI.
No.
Yep. But man,
our link all over.
How y'all fellas been doing, man?
I've been doing good, other than Manny talking over the host. The main host of the show, the voice one.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm doing good, though. I'm doing good. I was going to go to Evolution. I remember I told y'all that, but I ain't going.
I'll take it with you.
I was going to go as media, but even that, like, it's just too far. Like, I ain't doing it.
Yeah, get on the airplane. Let's say.
But even that is just like,
come on, like that. We try and get to the top, DC.
Well, one of y'all go then.
DC, we'll have a conversation afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to go. I was planning on going, but it's, I don't know. It's doing a lot. We'll see.
We'll talk afterwards. I might have a proposition for you.
Okay, we'll see.
Man.
How you been, though, Manny?
Good. A lot of weight off my shoulders lately, so I feel a lot better. I'm cruising at a higher altitude, to say the least.
Hey, let's go. I like that.
We know what's coming up at the end of next month. You know, Manny turns 36.
Let's go.
Woo!
Getting old, bro.
I won't say it. Wow. Okay.
Gramps. Gramps of the podcast.
Gramps.
Right. Grandpa.
Grandpa.
I still look good though.
Yeah, man. At least you got your hair. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for showing the world. Thank you.
No, how you been, though, Drew?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about me, man. Let's get on with the show.
Hey, he's still upset about that Jeep.
Yeah, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, he said we can just skip over that.
I don't know how far this podcast is getting on 1380 right now. I don't want the dealer to hear me talk about it.
Drew gonna get us kicked off. He start talking about his.
I swear he might have more power than what I got, man.
He already ain't thrilled about our topic. He already don't want to talk about her, so it's already.
Oh yeah. What?
But yeah, okay, start, man.
Before we start, DC, how you been this week?
I said I've been all right. I mean, just, you know, same old, watched wrestling. We got a lot of stuff in the works. I will say that. We'll tease that at the end of the show. We've been doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff. To try to help push this podcast. So I'll save that for the end. But other than that, man, just grinding. I go back to my full-time job in a week or so, so I'm ready for that. But other than that, man, just kicking back.
Heck yeah, heck yeah.
Just gonna kind of bounce back to what DC was saying, man, about certain people I don't feel like talking about. But let's get to like the women's revolution right now. I yes, I said a revolution, not evolution.
I like that. I like
Like
that.
that.
Yes, I don't know, bro. Lately, in the last few months, man, we've been seeing a lot of rosters get, I guess you could say, stacked up now compared to the years previously. We've seen a lot of talent be on one show, like say Raw, then you see SmackDown, and then hey, you're always gonna see NXT packed up. But
Oh,
then
yeah.
also you got TV shows like AEW that they don't get like the stars that WWE gets, but they got the one in the bunch. I just want y'all to just like tell me what y'all think right now on the future of women's wrestling at the moment.
Go ahead, DC. You
Yeah, I mean, AEW, I think, has a better roster than people probably give them credit for. A lot of it is just honestly the booking. Like, like they had that 4-hour special show and they had three women's matches in that. And there's just way too many women on that roster that deserve TV time. Like, they haven't even used Deonna. Deonna Purrazzo.
Oh, she's an AEW too?
Yeah.
Exactly, though.
They signed her and not even used her.
I
She ain't
mean,
got no television time. So it's like, that's just an example. But I think they all put a little bit more emphasis on the women's division, especially over the past couple of years, just because, we talked about it on here. A lot of times we watch these pay-per-views and watch these shows, and the women's matches are better. Women's wrestling in more times than not is better than the men's wrestling at this point. So I think, the revolution of it, as Drew says, I think it's only going to get bigger and bigger. I think we
oh,
are
yeah.
just now seeing the growth of it, how much, they're putting a lot more emphasis on signing free agent women. You got a lot of free agents right now that are going to be finding new homes. Like Indi Hartwell was a free agent for like a week and she already got signed by TNA, if that. So it's definitely growing, but I think overall WWE does a better job on booking their women. But AEW, I think they have the potential. They got a lot of women on their roster as well. I just think that they need to be booked better.
Yeah. And to piggyback off of your emphasis on AEW having really good women, I mean, you've got Anna Jay we barely see it much of. You
Yep.
got the Bunny that we barely see much of. You've got Tay Mello coming back. You know, she just made her return against, kicking Megan Bain in the back and stuff like that. And then you got, I mean, we see Penelope Ford teaming up with Megan Bain. But then you've got girls that we haven't seen in a while, like Chris Statlander, Willow Nightingale.
Yep.
Mina Shirakawa just came back with the whole, aforementioned Mercedes Moné and Toni Storm feud going on. And then you got the indies. I mean, I think
Did
it
y'all even know that Athena is technically signed by AEW?
yeah. And, our girl Shotzi,
Where, like,
last week on the pod mentioned wanting a feud with her. I want to see
yeah.
that again, run that back. But like, I think it was a blessing in disguise because WWE let a lot of good women go,
Yeah.
and now it made the indies so much more interesting. I mean, we got Elena, coming back. We got Priscilla Kelly. We got Shotzi. We got who else? We got, I mean, there's a
I mean, Blair
plethora of women
Davenport's
out
still out there. Tegan
there.
Knox is still looking for a job. I
Yep.
mean,
Nixon
there's still,
Newell,
yep. I mean, I wouldn't count out Sonya Deville either as a person
right.
that someone could snag up.
I
Yeah.
mean, speaking of Sonya Deville, you got Mandy Sachs out there too, who's she can strap up the boots anytime she wants.
She complaining too much for me. I hear you, Manny, but she complaining too much about
Yeah, same.
WWE.
I'm done with her wanting her to come back. I'm over it. I'm done.
It's like she throws the shots, but it's like, do
Yeah.
you want to come back into wrestling? Because it seems like you keep on telling us your life is better, so why you keep
Yeah.
on mentioning us? Like,
I think she's making too much money somewhere else.
Facts.
Yeah.
And then
I
also,
know some behind the scenes stuff I'll tell y'all after this too that makes me not like her more. So I'll
Got
save
you.
that.
Oh, then also, like y'all both will say, AEW has the best roster. I mean, my opinion, I think WWE still has them regardless. But then also, the bad thing about the WWE roster is it is getting older. We got to think about people like Asuka, Charlotte Flair,
Yeah.
Damn,
Probably
Bianca. I
saying,
hate to say Bianca because I feel like she's still in her prime.
yeah, she's still young.
Becky Lynch. Yeah,
She's still got time too.
you got Natty. You know, Natty's the elder stateswoman in there, and
I think they keep Natty for that locker room presence, to be honest with you.
I think a lot of what carries AEW, and this is no knock on the rest of their women, it's carried by Toni Storm and Mercedes right now.
Yep.
It's carried by both of them.
I'm biased towards that too. I feel like
I'll
one
go
person is
50-50
carrying
on
it instead of one. I feel like a person, they act like she's carrying it, but she's not really in my eyes.
it. She's carrying.
Okay, come on, man.
I
She's
mean,
carrying all the
hey.
belts that she really didn't deserve.
Whether
Yeah, since
we
you're
like
not,
her or not, or like that she has 20 belts, how many has she got, Manny?
Six. She got
Six.
six belts,
16.
but she ain't got a
16.
crown. She ain't got a crown like Liv.
Like they gave her a whole bunch of participation trophies and made it like worthy, like, hey, we're gonna make this as gold, but it's not really worth nothing.
Hey, she did just win the CMLL title, so that's
What is
worth
that, man? We never heard about it till that day.
something. Oh my God. This is the same title that Stephanie Vaquer carried. Don't shit
Stephanie don't
talk.
even care about that
Wow.
title.
Wow.
She
She
held
said,
it
what is
up
that,
to an
Manny? We
honor
never
where
even
I'm
heard
like,
of
damn,
that.
like what type of prestige did this belt really have?
She got the TNA title, the TBS title, sorry. Woo! She
TBS,
got the TBS title. She got the Stardom
Mercedes
title.
is she's carrying whether Drew wants to admit it or not. She is. I just think because she has yet to lose a match.
Crazy.
So like,
But she's.
is Tony gonna be the one to finally beat her?
If.
I hope
I'll put it
so.
this way. If Mercedes carries that match, she deserves to win. But looking at all the other matches that she's won, she hasn't carried any of those matches.
Definitely what Manny said. I see if Toni Storm loses, like, do y'all really value these wrestlers? Or do y'all just, all right, like, we got another big name. We're going to let her win just because of her name. But really, we know she's not, like I said earlier, I don't feel like she carries anything. Like, she hasn't had a good match to me. You guys probably have watched way more, but like the matches I've seen, I've never been impressed. And that's not going for my hatred. It's just like it's from a person that wants to see you do good.
The one match that I say that she impressed me was when she wrestled Athena. I thought that
Athena.
match, both sides wrestled really well that match. That was a great match. I'll give it to her on that one. But like what matches after that, matches before that, the Stephanie Vaquer match, man, Stephanie carried that match, and Mercedes was coming in as the elder stateswoman. She was the one that was supposed to, usher in Stephanie. But Stephanie, I mean, that match was a banger because of Stephanie.
Yeah, it was
And I
there.
think that's ultimately the
She had a
reason
job at
Stephanie
WWE
got
because
offered.
of that match.
Exactly. Yes. 100% agree with you there, DC.
Yeah, it's, I just think, it's great that, and we all know what they're doing with Mercedes, right? When they signed her, they signed her for a reason. They needed that boost in their women's division because it was top heavy.
Yep.
And they didn't have enough stars. So they signed her, who is, instantly their biggest star in their women's division as soon as they sign her. She's the biggest name.
Yep.
So they just took that rocket and just took it all the way. They just went 100% in that direction. And it,
Every title on that rocket and sent it to the
every
moon.
single one. And it's
I've
like,
honestly felt like they never had like a really legit plan for her also.
yeah. I mean,
It.
I just think there's way too many talented women. Like, we talked about Tony and Mercedes. I mean, like he said, Willow Nightingale. We had Jamie Hayter. We haven't even talked about her.
She just came back too.
Yeah, and it's like they lost Britt Baker, who's probably WWE bound soon.
Yep. Soraya might be coming back as
Saraya, they
Paige.
lost Saraya. Like he said, Anna Jay. Don't even
Yep.
use Deonna Purrazzo.
Hey. Right. Well, yeah, probably Anna Jay
Harley
because
Cameron,
who
who
else?
they had the perfect opportunity with Harley Cameron to, while she was hot, like Joe Hendry hot. She was like Joe Hendry hot. Tell me she wasn't. She was up there. They
Not
had the
like
chance.
Joe, but could have
She was
been.
up there. She was up
Hey,
there.
where Joe played songs on his guitar, she was hand puppeteering
I'm telling you.
way better than Jeff Dunham, bro.
Telling you. She was killing it. And they had the perfect opportunity and didn't roll with it. I mean, Hikaru Shida, Julia Hart. They fumbled Camille.
Camille, I think Camille might be end up in NXT too, honestly.
Yeah, it's like that's why I say like they got so many talented women on that roster. I just think they're really mismanaged. But overall, there's definitely a lot more talented women. I think AEW is to the point where they need their own women's pay-per-view.
Hey, so let me
Man, you
hit you
got
with
me wanting to watch this now because I'm just like, Jesus, if that's a bold statement right there.
I think they should. They especially because I would argue they need it more than WWE.
Hands down, hands down.
And that's because when WWE did it their first time for the first Evolution, they weren't getting the TV time like they are now. That's why they did it. I think that would help AEW. I think they need to go that route as well with the all women's pay-per-view. Especially, like I said, their 4-hour pay-per-view show they just did, they had three matches, women's. There's too many talented women on that roster to only have three matches in 4 hours of women.
I agree with you. I think the only thing I would probably disagree with is like, what would be the venue of this type of thing? I know you can't come with an answer like that fast, but it's like
Bailey's place.
they gotta fill them seats.
Go
And
back to
such can
Bailey's
fill
place.
seats with a lot of women you don't know.
Don't let them pictures fool you though. They don't have a problem filling seats. A lot of people be doing that to they be full.
And they filled Daly's place for consistently for a year. Why not go back where it all started?
Yeah, exactly. There's
Back
plenty of
out.
venues, and that would be able to be like a bigger venue, I think, because I think that would be a huge showcase for their women. It'd be a great time to debut some new signees because you know they're going to sign one of them. I'm
Give me
assuming
another.
Cora Jade ends up in AEW.
Yeah,
Or
give me another.
my bad, Elena Black
Elena
goes to
Black. Yeah,
AEW.
give me another Anna Jay versus Julia Hart match.
Yeah.
Give me another
Let's
Chris
go.
Statlander and Camille match,
Yeah.
or even Chris Stat and Willow Nightingale. You know, give me Jamie Hayter and
We don't get
let's say,
enough
give
of it.
me, yeah, give me Jamie Hayter and Toni Storm.
And like even like underrated women, like Kiera Hogan's really underrated. She don't get used a lot.
Blue Sky, Sky
Wow,
Blue,
we didn't even
Sky Blue.
mention
Yeah,
Sky Blue. We didn't even mention her. It's
it's a lot
like,
of names y'all mentioning.
And Drew's like, I know five.
yeah. I'm like, all right, these are a lot of women. Hey, I gotta show me pictures.
So let's circle back to the topic at hand. So we've got a champion of champions of champions of champions, Miss Mercedes Moné, carrying six titles. Here's the question I pose. How do you get the titles off of her?
Well, you start with Tony beating her.
No,
But Tony doesn't need none of her belts.
that's what he's saying though. She can't beat Tony for the AEW women's title.
Nope, that has to be
So
the
now you
starter.
just start having people pick her off. She's in a vulnerable state. So now you just one by one start knocking the titles off of her. And then when she's at her lowest, no titles, Tony comes up and she's like, "Hey, look, I'll give you one more shot." And then we get a new AEW women's champion. And she turns face. We finally get the Mercedes Moné face turn.
Would this be good as the heel? I've never been a fan of the heel. I'm be for real.
Really? I like Mercedes as a heel. She just
Well, this heel in AEW, it might sound like I'm just hating on AEW, but it's like I just don't like it. It's too corny for me. Man, she probably will get these videos and be like, "Yo, I got something for you, buddy." But still.
Yeah, I could see. I understand where you're coming from with her being a heel, but I could see her turning face though afterwards too. You know, makes
I
her look.
like I think that's where you start though. I think Tony has to beat her, loses her first match. She has to lose her first match for anything else to happen. I think that could be the first domino to fall as she finally gets pinned. She's no longer the dominant woman of AEW. And then I think you go from there. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and try to say who starts beating her for those belts or whatever. Like that's neither here nor there. She's already beat everyone. So like I think you would almost have to have her lose to someone new. Hopefully they sign one of the women that are free agents that would make sense to beat her. But she's already beat everyone else on the roster. So start with Tony beating her. and then go from there.
Yep. And just slowly
Does
spread
all
out that
those does
empire.
her does her having all those titles? So what AEW is trying to do by giving her all those titles is they're trying to make it seem like they have the best women's wrestler in the world. That's why they're doing it. So
Yeah.
issue.
Even Thanos got beat by Iron Man.
Boy, even Goldberg lost to Kevin Nash.
Dang.
That was good.
Hey, Rey Mysterio beat the Giant.
Oh my
Oh
God.
man.
Yeah, we can
Manny
write
love
these
bringing up
finales all day.
somebody from LWO. Every time we talk about anything, he gotta bring up somebody from LWO.
No, I bring up someone from the real LWO, not this Drew's favorite LWO type stuff.
Hey man, so this has been the Russell House podcast, man. I really do appreciate y'all. I'm out.
He just walks off, turns his camera off.
Right.
It's
Green is black.
does it make her the best? Like, have they accomplished what they were trying to do with her? Do they have the best women's wrestler because of her in-ring ability, her mic skills? Does she have it all other than the titles?
Manny, you want this right? I can get it.
You go ahead. You go, and I'll piggyback off of you.
I swear, I feel like I might keep on repeating this during the podcast, but I feel like it's not like I'm just hating. But no.
Throwing shade.
I think maybe this match will give me a little bit of clearance. Like if she loses, I'm like, okay, y'all made her human finally. But then also I would like to see a rematch though. So then maybe the rematch would more give me a clear vision of like, all right, maybe she is like one of the best in the biz, or at least the best in AEW.
Yeah. So my point, maybe, so I made the point that, she doesn't carry any of the matches, maybe one. Maybe she's doing that for a reason. Maybe she's not carrying these matches because she's given these other women a
Right.
chance to showcase what they can do in a match
Right.
against, I know I keep calling them elder stateswomen. That's because they've been in this business now for 10, 12, 14 years,
Yeah.
So maybe she is taking the back seat. Maybe I'm not giving her enough credit than I should. Maybe
Yeah.
she's learned her ways, and she's like, okay, cool. I'm gonna be the Stone Cold against, an Austin Theory in there, and I'm gonna let them control the car. I'm gonna let them drive, and let's see where they can take this match. So maybe I am wrong, and maybe they are doing the right thing and building her as, what is presenting her as the greatest woman's wrestler. So maybe I am. Maybe I'm overlooking that.
I think she has one of the capabilities to be the best women's wrestler. And all that is, well, I'll say two. I'll say she has two of the three things you need in order to be the best in wrestling. So, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, in wrestling, in order to be the best, you got to be best in the ring, best on the mic, and best presence. Just presence overall. She has a presence. She looks like a star.
Oh, yeah.
And in the ring, she can go. I feel like Mercedes, you can throw it in the ring with anyone, and it'll be a decent match. But I think I still don't be feeling her promos, man. I don't be feeling it.
I mean, I can't. Like I said, they felt too corny to me. Compared to what we was looking at WWE,
Yeah.
I know people gonna hate me bringing her name back up to WWE, but I mean, that's when I was most entertained. Now, some of the matches, like I think I've touched on before, the back and forth with her and Charlotte, I wasn't really feeling. But other than that, I mean, she did a lot of work down there. She made a lot of history compared to this. Like, I feel like everything is just given to her in this promotion.
Yep. Perfect. Perfect that you said that. Both of you about the promos, because if you watch, so three of the four horsewomen, their promos have steadily regressed over the years. Y'all want to take a guess at who the other two women are that have digressed in their mic skills?
That have regressed or progressed?
Regressed, that have
Of the four horsemen, who?
lost steam. There's two other women that I think the promos have gone way down.
Charlotte.
Well, Charlotte, yeah.
Charlotte's one.
Becky?
Becky Lynch.
No, no.
I don't think Becky's promos are a hit like they used to, though.
And they do. They do. She didn't against Lyra because she was supposed to make Lyra look strong. That was the whole point of that feud. So
Okay,
Lyra
well,
would
maybe.
look strong while losing the title.
Okay, so, all right. Fine.
You about to see with Bailey. You're gonna see.
We're
They're
gonna
gonna go
get.
back.
Thanks for saying that, because we're gonna get the best Bailey on the mic that we've seen ever.
Yeah. Well,
We're
Bailey
gonna
is one of
get
the best on the mic, I think.
hands down. I'll
Okay.
take Bailey on the mic over Mercedes, over Charlotte, over Alexa Bliss, who can go toe to toe with Bailey on the mic. I think
I don't
Alexa
know
could
about
cut a
that one.
promo.
So, of all the women's wrestlers in all the companies, who do you think has those three? Who do you think is the closest to being the best at presence, in the ring ability, and mic skills?
I'm a little biased. I'll let y'all go first.
Bias,
Go
whatever.
ahead, Manny, if you already got yours.
I mean,
Liv Morgan. Who?
Liv Morgan.
Really?
Yeah. It
In
was
the
either
ring?
her. It was either her or Rhea, honestly.
In the ring, she got hurt doing a drop hold.
Rhea
Ooh.
got hurt getting thrown into a wall. It can happen. Freak. Zoe Stark got hurt doing a missile drop kick.
It's true.
I mean,
I was
freak
just I'm just
incident
messing
happened.
with you. I'm just messing with you.
I know you are. You get me fired up. Look, you better stop.
Liv Morgan, though?
Yeah,
Mm.
I like, and that's okay. That's complete being completely non-biased because, again, I've said it before, I've said it plenty of times, but the character arc that Liv has made, and now to where she's at now, she can walk into a room and not demand respect, but she commands it no matter where she goes. She don't even got to speak, and all eyes are on her. All attention is on her. She can go anywhere and have all the attention in the world. And there's only one other woman that could do that, and that was Rhea Ripley.
Y'all go, all right. I'm just gonna say mine is Bianca Belair. That's how I feel. Sometimes I was not gonna lie. Sometimes her promos is hit or miss, but I still enjoy her in the ring. That's one of my biggest things. And then her presence in general, I'd be like, hey, I'll see her.
That was
She
mine
yoked,
too.
bro.
Oh, thank God. Woo!
Drew took mine. Drew
Woo,
took
thank
it.
God. Y'all was gonna
That's
mess with
like a
me.
first in this podcast history.
It's
Yeah,
weird. Every y'all like agreed right off the bat
me
like
and
that.
Drew don't never agree. So like that's I think it's Bianca Belair, man. In turn, I mean presence, first of all. Makes her own gear and it's the best gear in wrestling,
Hands down.
of anyone, man or woman.
Yo, I still can't believe it. I was watching the show with her and Montez, and when she said it, I was just Rachel. I was like, "You lying?" But because it looked just great, I was like, "They need to hire you for this too.
Yeah.
You need to
Mercedes
upkeep
needs to
this
hire
stuff."
her to make her gear.
Now, I would say if we were to say the only thing she could work on a little bit is mic a little bit. There's some times where the promo don't really hit like it should, but like that's nobody's perfect.
Right.
Then also, I think it's with like sometimes I think it's the person she's doing her promos against.
Yes. Yes.
Like
Yeah. It's chemistry. Yep.
her and Naomi. Sometimes Naomi be stumbling, like
Yep.
both of them. And then, hey, sometimes with her and Jay, it be
Yeah.
stumbling.
Yeah.
So the small thing.
I think
But in
that
the
was.
ring, Bianca's one that you could throw her with anyone and it's going to be a good match. She's proven it. I mean, she has what, three of the 5 to 10 greatest women's matches in WWE history? It's like, I mean, her and Sasha Banks, aka Mercedes Moné, is one. I mean, go to that one.
That
She also
probably
has
is
one
one
of
of the
my
fastest
top
matches
women's
too.
matches in history,
for me at least. That was a
It's Bianca
dope
Belair.
moment.
It's Bianca Belair. I mean, like, look, for some reason, I thought Manny was going to say Stephanie.
No,
I did too.
That's who I thought, because he was like, I'm just biased. And I'm like, okay, Stephanie? Already?
She hasn't been there long enough to build the WWE presence
So is she
right
your
now.
future one?
Oh, hands down, I think she's got the potential. I think her, I think Julia, I think Roxanne's even got the
Roxanne's
potential.
mine.
They don't call her the prodigy for nothing, man. Her mic skills, yes, in NXT, but
She's
it's
got
getting
better.
better. It's getting
Yeah.
way better. Her in the ring skills is
Top
phenomenal. I
notch.
mean, and all she had to do was walk in with a donut box full of chicken nuggets. You see all the presents she got? I mean, come on, man.
The only thing
I
I
mean,
would say her is presence, maybe, only because she's like 4'11".
thank you. 4 foot 9, probably.
Yeah. But like other than that, her, overall look, she looks, she's pretty. She has the looks. She has great ring gear as well. In the ring, Roxanne is another one. She's already proved. She can go with anyone. She's already proved it.
I
In the
think
main roster, getting called up. I mean, not even called up yet, and going straight up to the Royal Rumble. And it says a lot to be the final two in the Royal Rumble. So Roxanne's definitely my future one. But right now, it's Bianca Belair, in my opinion. What about your
Roxanne
future
might
one,
be our
Drew?
first round pick this year in that draft.
Who's your future one? Who do you think in the future could be a potential one to take the top spot in the women's division?
My future one. This one is hard for me. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah,
I
this
do
one
like,
would be.
and I might be more shocked by this one. I'm still like, I'm getting a feel still for Lyra Valkyria. I think I just would want her to just improve on the mic. That's really my main thing. Her mic skills is the main thing. Wrestling, I don't got nothing to say. I was more impressed by a loss than a win. It was the one with her and Nia Jax. I was like, yo, I didn't know how that match was going to end. I mean, she lost, but it was like the way it went. Like, she put in work in that match.
She did.
And Nia
So I do like
squashed
it.
him.
She's
Nia
getting better on the
squashed.
mic, too.
Huh?
She's getting better. Lyra's getting better on the mic.
So where was that? Whatever was the last time her and Becky was in the ring, I did like that one. I was like, she showed more passion in the promo than usual.
She's growing too, so.
So I got, obviously I got Stephanie. DC's got Roxanne. And Drew, you
My
got
future.
Lyra.
Yep.
I thought DC would have taken Lyra, honestly.
Nah, man, it's Roxanne.
She's a
I mean,
stud,
look. I mean, she looks. She outshined Lyra in their feud.
bro.
I mean,
Yep.
outside there, like, Roxanne's done more. She's impressed me more.
I
Royal
think
Rumble
that,
Final Two, her performance in Elimination Chamber,
yep.
her
I think
performance
that
so
too
far with
says a
the
lot
Judgment
about
Day.
I think it says a lot about Booker's school too.
It does.
Yeah, because I mean he's producing a lot of great wrestlers out of that school.
I think it's pretty solid. The women's, the state of women's wrestling is in great hands right now, and it's really exciting to see. I just think, while WWE, hopefully they do Evolution 2 right in Atlanta, Georgia. Hopefully they do well. They are including NXT, so I'm hoping to see some banger matches from NXT side as well. Liv Morgan's injury is going to change some things, Manny. I'm sorry,
It
but
broke
she
my heart.
won't.
That was a vicious bump too, she
It
took.
was, bro. It was. You could see it in the video. Like, you could see her shoulder. Hey,
Yep.
you could see it
So
separated.
real quick, talking Evolution 2. Who wins the Fatal 4-Way for the NXT to face old JC Jane?
It's gonna be Jordynne Grace, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
Did you say good old JCJ? Good old JC Jane. Or fatal
Man.
attraction for fatal influence or fatal something.
Fatal something.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I think we waited for so long for her to like be in a good position that now she's finally here. I'm just more like, I don't even care now.
Right. See, she had to go through two factions just to get here.
Yeah, bro. I'll be So I think I was mad because it was on Stephanie that she got the belt on. I was like, wait, time out. So y'all get her the belt over Stephanie out of all people? All right, whatever.
Hey, low key, if I was Jasmine Nix and Fallon Henley, I'd be getting released soon.
So remember I was mad though. Remember I was mad when JC first won because I
Yeah.
was like, why didn't they just let Jordan beat Stephanie?
Yep.
But they low-key did a genius move. Because now they just created another star in JC.
Yep. And
So now they got another one that
She's
they
low
can.
key great on the mic too. Like,
Yeah, I mean, she's always been good on the
really.
mic. For me, it's just been her in ring. Like, to me, she's boring to watch. Like, I'm
She
sorry.
needs a new
100%.
finisher.
I don't even get what her finisher is sometimes. I'm just sorry.
It's a
Yeah.
rolling elbow. That's all it is.
Yeah, I could have done that.
It's
It's
a
like the
it's Natty's
equivalent of a
Tuscan
leg
elbow.
drop. But in terms of like presence and mic skills, JC is one of the best in NXT.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so they low-key did a genius move by letting her win the title. Because now they just created another star of the division. And now they can call the faction up minus Jasmine Nix, who has no, they could just kick her out now and it would be perfectly fine. No one would even notice. They
Drew would
created another
notice.
star in the midst of it. So now they got JC, who's NXT Women's Champion. You got Fallon Henley, who had the North American title for a while. So
Yeah.
they did a genius move, but I think Jordan takes it from her.
So do we call it the Kalani effect?
Yeah, pretty much.
I like that.
Actually,
And
I'm
let's.
kind of surprised y'all haven't really said nothing on this person. We haven't mentioned Jada Parker.
Yeah, I mean, she's the one I wanted to win, period. But I just have a feeling it's gonna be
Just not our
Jordan.
time yet.
I mean, it's been her time, if you ask me.
Yeah,
Like, that's
that's
just
true.
me. That's my opinion. But I
So,
don't
'cause
write
like,
scripts, so.
I don't know if y'all realize, like, even in the last few weeks, we've been like less and less talking about her. So I feel uncomfortable about that. 'Cause I'm like, no, she's really not bad. Even on the mic, she's
Yeah,
good.
both her and Lola Vice, I've been waiting for their moment, and it's
Yeah.
still, I don't know what's going on.
They might be purposely doing it to keep them there.
Yeah, and I know Jada's getting better, way better, because she's making Thea Hale look great.
Yeah, true, true.
Yes, and that's not a knock at Thea Hale, because I like
No.
her as a wrestler and everything, but to be paired up with Jada Parker, and then Jada Parker making you look that great. I mean, that false finish was beautiful, beautifully executed, and kudos to her putting Thea in that position to make that look even better, so.
I'm looking forward to everything coming up though. King, Queen of the Ring. I think we all got our predictions locked in.
Yep.
I got Asuka for the women's, and then I had Cody for the men's.
I can't even remember who I picked.
I gotta ask you, man. I can't help it, bro.
I know everybody copying on my Asuka now, I see.
No,
Oh, get out of here, man.
I'm still rocking with Jade.
I get very happy when I see Asuka on TV now. It's like when she returned from the Royal Rumble. I was happy to see her again. And just
Hey.
to see that she like in ring, she hasn't missed a step.
No.
No. That spot, that little interaction we got with her and Steph. Woo!
Yeah,
Give me more
fire.
of that. Give me more of that.
We're
Bitch, I'm
getting
so.
Asuka and Neo at SummerSlam. I told you first. Remember that.
Hey, we're getting a Naomi cash in on Jade.
That's a long time from
Woo!
now.
I'm calling that now. Right now, I'm calling that.
That's
Hey,
cold.
look, Manny,
Cold-blooded.
if that happens, I owe you dinner.
Hey, I haven't been wrong yet.
I owe you dinner if that happens, because that's bold.
Cause I
So
who did
much
I
has to happen in order for that to happen. Like,
go to
who did I say
Longhorn,
was going to
Manny.
be
Go
the
to Heyman guy.
Longhorn?
Who did I say was going to be the Heyman guy?
You
Who's
got
going to be
that
the
one.
Heyman?
Yeah.
Seth Rollins. When
Seth
I said
Rollins.
Seth was going to turn.
Yeah.
Lucky guess. Yeah,
Oh,
lucky
here we go.
guess.
Lucky guess my
There was only three people in the match. I mean,
ad. Okay.
we know he
Who
wasn't
else?
going back to Roman.
Anyways, this has been the Wrestleholics podcast. I'm out now. I'm excited to watch Bailey beat Becky.
Already predicting that, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think Bayley beats Becky. I think Becky holds that title for a while.
I don't think so either, but I'm ready to watch Bailey beat up Becky again because they put on some of the greatest matches
They
I've ever
do.
watched.
And plus, remember the last few, they really didn't get to like do a whole lot because they just like threw in Lita and stuff and damage
Short time.
control.
Yeah, they were short timing it.
Yeah.
And then did you see Bailey's I think it was on Instagram. She posted, she said, the greatest time ever minus just missing one.
Yep.
Bro, that broke my heart. King
Yep.
Kota. I
Nah,
know, but
bro.
I'm more excited for King and Queen of the Ring. I want to see what happens. We're gonna get a Cody Randy semifinal.
That's pretty
Still don't know how
predictable.
I feel about that, but all right.
What if
Oh,
Jay wins
I'm all
it?
for it.
What if Jay
What's that?
wins?
I wouldn't be mad.
I'd be mad. I'd be mad.
I
I don't
wouldn't
think I
be
would
either,
either.
but I'd be upset.
I'd be mad.
Because me personally, I'm looking at it as like, man, we've been watching her for what,
I'd
close
be
to
so
2 years now?
mad. I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed.
Well, okay, first off, let me say this. I wouldn't be mad just because I think we finally need to put something on her. We haven't really seen her with no nothing title wise since she's been in
No, I said
WWE.
Jay.
Jay?
Yeah, Uso.
Oh, they said Jade, Jade. My bad. Hey, we on
No, why
Zoom.
would I be mad that Jade wins? Like,
Yeah,
I think we all would be cool with that.
thought you
He
had
said
something
we
against
found
black
that
women or
out.
something. I'm like, dang.
No, Jay Uso. Like, why make him lose a title for him to win this? Although, like, we could have just gave us, if the plan was to give us Gunther and Goldberg, you could have just did that for a non-title. Especially since they already announced this is his last match. That takes away any.
Booty cheeks. We already know
Yeah,
he's gonna lose.
exactly. It's like,
Don't get me started about that
so
match.
Uso wins the King of the Ring. Like, what are we doing?
I don't know. Maybe
don't know.
Goldberg wins and Goldberg stays for a couple more days.
If Goldberg wins, I'm gonna be even more pissed.
If Goldberg wins, I'm stopping wrestling.
I'm going to AEW.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well, hey, I'll start watching GCW Up All Nights.
well, we know that ain't happening. So,
Yeah, I
right. But
know,
yeah,
right?
the current state of women's wrestling is strong, though, y'all. It's an exciting time. Queen of the Ring, AEW has a great feud right now with Tony and Mercedes. I think that's gonna, be a change of trajectory in AEW's locker room. And then Evolution coming up. It's exciting times for women's wrestling.
Yep, I'm excited for it.
I'm most definitely, man. I'm about to say, man, before we go, man, y'all got anything else before we go?
Yes, so we got a lot of stuff coming up. I'm gonna butcher this, so I'm just gonna say MWC.
Hope you're wrong. I hope you're wrong,
Probably
boy.
am, but my boys, oh, Anthony Toatele, Alexander S. Kirk, we're gonna be putting on another show here in August in the fort, So that's coming up. We got a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline with interviews and stuff. We got a show RCW up in South Bend that we're gonna try to make. We got a convention in Detroit, Motor City Com Wrestling Convention, I believe that's what it's called. We'll be up there. Go ahead.
Hey, so is Braun gonna be there? Is Jacob Braun gonna be at this show?
More than likely, yes.
Great.
I think we just
Why
need to book
you?
that match at this point.
What do you got against my mans? Hold on, we're gonna talk about this.
He's a cheater, a traitor. What else do I need to say here?
He didn't
Oh,
cheat.
he
One, two,
cheated.
three.
Oh boy, I see what kind of people I podcast with.
Okay,
One, two,
Robin's
three.
racing. That means Dale Earnhardt cheated.
Who?
Dale Earnhardt, LeBron flops all the time. Does that mean he cheated?
Yeah. He didn't do it on the Lakers, so I don't care.
On the Lakers. What are you
Whatever. Yeah, I
talking
was gonna
about?
say it's gotten worse on the Lakers.
Whatever, man. They
That's
banned it.
Bruh, that
Yeah.
man flops more than IHOP.
Jacob Brown will be there. You'll be there. You'll be all right.
Hey, speaking of Jacob Brown, how'd you like that little greeting he sent you?
Yeah,
Got something for him.
oh,
Whoa.
this will
That's
be
all I got.
maybe we need to skip that Detroit show and just go to the Fort Wayne show.
No.
We
We
will be
get
up there.
to see the Godfather on this Detroit show. I'm not missing that.
I might just let Drew go to interview the Godfather. I might just stay here for the Fort Wayne show.
Right. I mean, we'll be back. I'll probably go back and
They're two
forth.
different times.
Huh?
They're two different times.
Yeah, August 16th, it's at 7 o'clock. We can make it back in time.
When is
Watch.
the? I have to look. I have to look. I haven't looked at both times,
Oh
but
my
yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up. We got a big announcement. I'm sure by the time this comes out, it'll already be out because it drops on Monday, and we're recording this on Saturday, so or
God.
Friday. Wow, my days
Friday.
are all mixed up. Yeah, WrestleHolics is teaming up with Main Event Wrestling Network, so you'll be able to see a lot more videos. We'll be streaming, live streaming,
Live
which will be
streams.
fun. We'll be talking some shit live.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
It's
Oh, we
gonna be
cussing
dope.
out?
It's gonna be dope.
We
Gotta
cussing
edit
out?
that
Right.
I'll bleep it out.
Yeah.
The
Hey,
audio
it
part
feels good to
anyway.
be back on the main event platform.
Yeah. Very excited though. I appeared as a guest on their network. We previewed Money in the Bank, and I just got a good vibe from all those guys over there at the network. Real cool people. I think their views align with ours, and it's a real team effort over there. They all do a great job on supporting each other and promoting each other's work. So I'm excited to, bring us along and, get us some extra ears and eyes, and same for them too. I mean, I think we can help each other. So I'm excited about that.
I definitely appreciate the opportunity for real. Also, like you said, getting more ears on us. Hey, I think I'm more excited on just seeing some people like, yo, where these dudes come from? So that's one big thing I'm ready to see. Yeah, like I said, thank you for the opportunity.
I think too, it's gonna give us the motivation to finally get our video going too. So I appreciate, they're giving us the push in the right direction, and that's I mean, subconsciously, that's kind of what we needed to get us going. And I mean, look at us, 2 weeks in a row now, we got video, we get to see Drew, although, whatever.
Listen, I can mess all these edits up for DC right now and just start cursing up a storm. Chill out.
But no, I'm very grateful, very happy to pair up with this with these guys and see what we can do for the future.
Most definitely. Also, y'all make sure to follow us on all social media platforms. Also, definitely make sure to see us on TikTok, Instagram, X. I swear I would get tired of saying X, I swear. And also make sure to listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all streaming platforms. This is the Rest of Hogs Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendrix.
And we get back with y'all later.